Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as
all
a
the resources
of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins.
What? What? Hey, funny. I need to share with you.
Yep.
The top three choices for new music for the 5LQ podcast, and then I think we should maybe consider new music for new churches as well.
Okay. Okay. Are you gonna play
new intro music?
Are you gonna play the music right now?
You want me to?
Well, come on, man. It's 2020 right now. What is this? The first episode of the new year? So we got to go out with a bang.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, did you say this is, I promise this was not planned.
Nope.
Did you say bang?
Yeah. There's no way that's going to be music for the Five Leadership Questions podcast.
Here it is.
That's just what you listened to while you drove into work today.
No, I promise. You keep interrupting the part where it says bang.
Is that a legitimate choice?
No, that's one Chandler sent me. He was like, hey, man, I know this is one you're going to like a lot, but I don't know if we can get by with it.
Well, I sure do miss being on the Five Leadership Questions podcast with you.
You can come back.
Yeah. That's good. Who's your favorite? Who's your most favorite recent interview?
Probably Vance Pittman.
Yeah, that guy's legit.
He is beyond legit.
Yeah.
Like, he's pipeline certified, and he's great for this question. He's great for this question, man, because he's planted 68 churches.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So let's get into it. Here's the question for today. Is there a difference between multiplying and reproducing? Now, this was a question sent in from the Twitterverse. So, yeah. Is there a difference between multiplying and reproducing?
I would say yes. I mean, you know, when you're reproducing, it doesn't tell me whether or not you're talking about addition or multiplication.
Yep, completely.
And so, you know, addition should be expected, and it's often held up as, you know, something that's special and unique that happens when we're called to be disciples who make disciples who make disciples, both personally, and I think we need to be churches who make churches who make churches, mm-hmm. from a body standpoint. So even if you look at, you know, we can do 2 Timothy 2:2, where Paul's writing to Timothy, who's saying, hey, what you have seen in me, you know, do with others who are going to do likewise. I mean, there's four generations there of that. And then you see that is multiplication. That's what multiplication looks like. Not simple addition, but it's Amway, man. It's
let's not connect it with MLM stuff, but I totally get that. I was sitting down with our campus guys, our campus pastors, probably about a couple months ago, and I drew this picture. I drew our largest campus and two other of our campuses and the third campus that's coming in. And when I wrote that on the board and I said, hey guys, what does it look like for us to reach 1% of Edmonton for Christ? That's our vision. And to get there, one way we can do it is continually reproducing out of our West campus, our largest campus, because it has the most resources, most people, most staff, all that. We can do that, but true multiplication is, and I drew kind of like a swirly circle from the West, and I said, okay, true multiplication is when you have this swirly circle and then it launches off this Lighthouse campus, and it launches off Southwest campus, and it launches off, you know, our new campus. And then not only from West are we launching new campuses, but from each of those campuses, they're launching campuses. And then as they launch campuses, those campuses are launching new campuses while they're continuing to launch new campuses. So it's really, it was this picture of, by the end, the board was just full of swirly circles going everywhere, which way. And that's movement, right? That's movement. And if you go to newchurches.com, if you haven't read the 1000 Churches ebook on newchurches.com yet, or the Multiplication Today, Movements Tomorrow one, those are going to be critical books to read through. They're free. They're free downloads at newchurches.com. And those are going to be important to read through because it gives you a picture of what is movemental and how can we actually do Multiplication Today to go to Movements Tomorrow. If we were to flip it back just a little bit, right? That title of that book, Multiplication Today, Movements Tomorrow. If we were to reproduce today, we might get to multiplication tomorrow, but we'll never get to movements unless we actually get to that multiplication right now.
So multiplication is really, movements are made up of multiple churches multiplying themselves,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah, completely. Yeah.
So that's what that looks like. So for a movement to happen in Edmonton, it would be you guys reaching 1%, but then another church or two saying, ah, I see what these guys are doing. Mm-hmm. They come alongside you and they do the same thing. And everybody's cool because there's plenty of folks to go around in Edmonton.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Edmonton grew by 200,000 people last year in the last 10 years. So when we think about that number, it's like, okay, yeah, you know what? Actually, I really do sincerely believe and that we can reach 1% of Edmonton. And I know someone responded on social media. I did a post about that and someone was like, oh, what about the one point? I feel sorry for the 1.2% of people. And it's a mutual friend that did
they
that
see me trolling.
Yeah. It was a mutual friend though, so I'm not going to mention his
name.
Yeah. But the fact is we can own 1%, right? We can own that. And then beyond that, how do we actually then support church planting? How do we support other churches that move on toward that too? Because I mean, multiplication, it's contagious. I mean, it's viral when that's happening, not only within our own church and our own people, but within the city and within other churches. I mean, it's viral when you see that kind of life transformation happening.
So good.
Yeah. So it's interesting when you look at the movement, you know, what are the characteristics of movements? There's a few different lists. Steve Addison talks about number one, it being white hot faith. Number two, being a commitment to a cause. Three, contagious relationships. Four, rapid mobilization. Five, adaptive methods. And six, pioneering or apostolic leadership. So when you think about just those six characteristics, that adaptive methods one is one that I've been working recently. I've been working a lot on because sometimes when you think about reproduction, you often think, okay, how do we learn from the biggest and the best? But sometimes that means it's not very adaptive, right? It's gotten really big, or this church has gotten really big, or this campus has gotten really big because of maybe a large amount of resources and a lot of people, and there's a particular way of doing things, and there's a great measure of excellence, but the methods may not be adaptive enough. So the worst thing that you can do is say, hey, here are the systems and structures for a church of 1,000, for a church of 2,000, 3,000, or even for a church of 400. And now we need to implement them as is for this brand new church plan or this brand new campus of 100.
I think about the posture of churches as well, because when you're talking about addition, part of the reason why people don't even get to addition, let alone multiplication, is a self-preservation or a defensive posture versus
scarcity.
An offensive posture.
Yeah.
When the reality is, even if you look at population growth, in most areas, there's plenty of people to win to Jesus. So rather than focus on you know, a defensive posture, or what are we going to do to keep people or get people to leave this church to come to that, to our church? It really is. It begins with your people, your individual people, and them catching the vision for the Great Commission, the purpose of churches in the first place. If you want to grow your church, you got to grow your people. And that means that your people have to grow into spiritual maturity by sharing the gospel.
Yeah, completely. So for us to move forward in multiplication, for us to move forward in reproduction, there needs to be a great measure of intentionality, right? There needs to be that intentionality, because otherwise we're just going to go naturally to, right? We're going to go naturally to that self-preservation. We're going to go naturally to scarcity, which says there's not enough resources. There's not enough people. There's not enough such and such and such. And there's never going to be any movement from that point on. So
play to win. Don't play to not lose.
Yeah. I really like that. Play to win, play not to. What is that?
Don't play,
play to not lose. Yeah.
Yeah. Most people are playing not to lose. They're not playing to win.
Yeah.
They're playing not to lose.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thanks again for listening into the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. Be sure to also check out the Group Answers podcast as well. They're with the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network, and Chris Surratt and Brian Daniel are the hosts. And recently they've talked about the Enneagram and small groups, Trevin Wax and discipleship trends, best Bible studies, and so on. So if you are leading a group or have groups in your church, it's going to be a great podcast to check out. All right, we'll catch you next time.